Hello, this is Ava at avawaits.com. I'm an inspirational speaker, business mentor, sales trainer, and author. And I'm really curious to know if sometimes you might actually be relying too much on money to make you happy. And here's what I mean. So first of all, money is this wonderful thing that can bring us what we desire in this life. It can take us on trips. It can buy us the clothes that we want to wear. It can let us live and learn in the locations that we wish to be in. And it's this fabulous thing. And yet at the same time, sometimes I find that entrepreneurs are actually relying on it way too much for their happiness. And I'm not saying that you have to actually stop making money right now. No. You know, keep making money. But here's what I mean. Have you ever had an experience where perhaps in business you have a gap in your income, or maybe there's a dip, whatever. It might be a seasonal dip. It might be because you just changed some of your offerings, whatever reason you might have a dip in business. And so you have less money in that bank account than you're used to. And I see people respond to this in a couple different ways. Some people continue to keep their faith, continue to invest in whatever they need to invest in. Some people will continue to surround themselves with great things, just great experiences, just a great environment, which you can do actually for very, very little money. And so some people will do that. And then there are other people who will look at that low amount in their bank account and it will bring them into a state of fear. They will let the fear take over. They will let sadness take over. They will start beating themselves up. They will start not feeling like they're a good person anymore because they have a little bit less in their bank account. And they have this experience of really just no longer enjoying life to the fullest because they're relying way too much on money to make them happy. They're really giving their power away to money in that situation. And I had a quote actually that I want to share with you because I think it's so wonderful for this situation. And it's from Caroline Mace, who is an intuitive, and she shares about the energy centers of the body and the chakras, and she's pretty incredible. And I remember reading this quote. It is, "The real journey is to prevent yourself from plugging into illusions on the outside world that take your spirit with them." And let me read that again for you from Caroline Mace. "The real journey is to prevent yourself from plugging into illusions on the outside world that take your spirit with them." And so sometimes our bank accounts, we look at those and they're just little illusions. They're just little measurements of some number, and we get so attached to that. And really, Caroline Mace is saying that our journey here is to keep ourselves from being attached to those things that are actually illusions and really, really shouldn't even be influencing our happiness. So it's an interesting challenge, though, because sometimes if you've been in that experience, and I know I have in my business, where it feels like there's not enough money for anything. You're counting all the dollars. You're paying really close attention to where all the money is going. And you have to continue to keep yourself happy. And you have to do that in ways that sometimes are completely free ways or maybe very low-cost ways of keeping yourself happy, because happiness is the thing that draws in opportunities and clients and everything. It draws in your whole future. Your happiness, your state of being right now draws in your whole future. So I want to encourage you to look at, I mean, take a moment now just to look at your experience with money, especially recently, and to notice, are you relying way too much on that money to make you happy? Because we can really come to this place, even as entrepreneurs, even in the midst of any sort of income fluctuations that we're experiencing, where we can have an internal state of happiness. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. It's not always easy sometimes, because sometimes it means actually just for a moment ignoring that feeling of scarcity or scaredness that you might be feeling, but it's worth it. I wanted to share one more quote here from Florence Scovel Shinn in her book, Your Word is Your Wand. It is, I am unmoved by appearances, therefore appearances move. And this is a very powerful quote. I am unmoved by appearances, therefore appearances move. And so if you are experiencing any struggle, any sort of financial struggle, and you can apply this to actually any sort of struggle in life, I want you to learn how to be unmoved by it. Unplug yourself from it. Don't give so much attention to it. Don't let it suck out the happiness that you can be experiencing in every precious day. And what you will find when you start to do that is appearances will move. And the things around you will move. The people will find you. The clients will show up. The money will show up in other ways. So I want to encourage you to do that this week. And don't give up any more of your life or your happiness just because a number in a bank account isn't where you want it to be. So that's my message for this week. I wish you a lovely day, and I will talk to you again really soon. Bye, everyone.